This is Eye on the Experience Industry.
Now, University's College of Hospitality, Sport, and Tourism Management, we say that's where the fun money goes when people are looking to spend money on whether it's a game, a play, a concert, travel, hotel. That's where the fun money goes, and that's where a lot of our students look to work in that industry. Today we have Bailey Racky with us, who's from the Chicago area. Bailey, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you found Niagara University, and how you view your experience here at NU so far.
Hello. Well, first, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. As you said, my name is Bailey Racky. I'm a junior from the Chicagoland area. And what brought me originally to Niagara University was I was a part of the swim team here, and Coach Eric recruited me. Didn't know much about the school. Funny enough, I said I was never going to go to school in New York. I was like, Niagara Falls, New York, why do I want to go to school there? And then I came here, visited, and pretty much the rest is history. I'm studying tourism and event meeting management with a minor in religious studies. And at first I came in undecided, which I can't believe I was undecided to begin with, because within 2 weeks I declared my major to the hospitality industry, and I just love it, and I love it here, and it's a great time.
What makes you love that field so much that you've been in so far?
Honestly, getting to meet new people and just interact with people, it's just great. And I've always been a people person, and talking and visiting and seeing people. And another aspect is just if you see something, you say something. And I feel like that has a lot to do with the hospitality industry and making people's experiences extra special and whatnot. So I think really just the people and all the different experiences that there is between all the events going on, and it's just really anything that you can think of.
So you mentioned experiences. So one of the requirements within the College Hospitality, Sport, and Tourism Management is this 800 hours. So talk a little bit about the 800 hours and what's expected of students who come to the college.
So the 800 hours is your industry hours, or even if you just sit and have a conversation with somebody, meet with somebody, or hear them talk. In the fall, we have our More Hospitality Summit with alumni come as well. And those hours even count towards your 800 hours. Right now we have a sports summit going on. Those also count for your 800 hours. Anything you might do at home over the summertime, or if you get an internship, whether that's during the school year, over the summer, you just continuously add up those hours, and the department then approves those hours.
But a lot of it's based in practicum and experience. Yes. And that type of thing. There, yes. Well, you can get some kind of mentor type stuff or talking with. But tell me about how important that is to have that experience, the practicums, the internships, the even working. Some students work in those fields, and that can count towards. How important is that?
That's what makes the job, I feel like. In our industry, you need to have those experiences going in. And if you didn't have them, I think it'd be pretty hard to get into the job experience. And just because there is so many different opportunities, it's good to get a gauge on what you do like to do. Because for me, I like so many different things, and I'm just trying to figure out exactly what kind of field I want to be in, what I want to do, within my field, and focus on. So if it weren't for those experiences, it'd be pretty hard to have a successful career.
Yeah, you can find what you want to do, but you can also find out what you might not want to do.
Exactly.
Doing it, right? So let's talk a little bit about, as we say, it's where the fun money goes, and the college is hospitality, sport, and tourism. So people think tourism, okay, travel, hotels, and certainly that's part of it. They think sport, and it's pro, collegiate, rec, you know, country clubs, all that. And hospitality is, you know, people think food, dining, services, banquets, and all that. But there's another piece that I think that maybe a couple pieces that might fall off of people's radar. And you're doing one right now. So we say people pay for experiences. One of those types of experiences are concerts, shows, play, things that people go see like they would a sporting event, but it's not a sporting event. And we have a partnership now with Shays Performing Arts Center in Buffalo, New York, where a number of our students, and Bailey is one of them, is working with Shays in their donor lounge, I guess we'll call it, providing hospitality for high-level donors for the Performing Arts Center, and interacting with them and building in their experience with that. And tell me a little bit about you had to apply for that, getting that role, and what that's been for you so far.
The application probably came out, I don't know, maybe January-ish sometime, and I saw a notification, and I was like, Shays, I know what that is. That's the theater in Buffalo. And I've always been a musical theater lover. And I was like, this might be a perfect opportunity for me, combining two of my interests. But originally, I didn't think it was something that I was going to be able to do just with time, because as a college student, you're busy, especially in the College of Hospitality. But then everyone was like, no, just apply. And if you, worst case scenario, you can't do it and you have to decline it. So I went ahead. The application was pretty straightforward. Your resume about you, why you wanted the internship. And so that was the first part of it. And then the second part was hopping on a call with some of their staff. Kenny, Cassandra, and Juliana were the three on it, and just getting to know you.
Those are all Shays people.
Yes, yeah, they're all Shays people that right. I work with, and they just wanted to gauge why you want to do the experience and everything. So then a little while after, we got all the paperwork signed and through, and I work in the donor's lounge, or the spotlight lounge, as they like to call
spotlight,
it.
Spotlight, sorry, my mistake, yes.
And we just help them with anything they need. In the beginning, before the shows weren't starting, there wasn't a ton going on, but they wanted to give us any experiences that they could. So we were just helping them with such as getting ready for the gala that they have this summer. Sure. We were helping collect items for that and whatnot. And then obviously the shows have started to pick up now, and we worked there between getting there early, helping set up, putting all the playbills out, making sure the tables are set, all the food, just everything in the aspect of the lounge. Then when people start to arrive, we greet them, tell them what table they're at, take their drink orders so they're ready when they come back for intermission, since intermission is such a short period of time.
Sure, right.
And we just get to know them, talk to them, see how they are. And everyone is just so nice and thoughtful between the donors themselves and then the staff at Shays. I've loved my experience so far. Everyone's just great. And especially with my love for musical theater, it's also just a great experience. And while I've also been able to intern there as well, I've been able to go see the shows, which has been incredible. Nothing bad to say. I say I've never seen a bad musical that I didn't like.
Right, sure, right.
So it really just is a great experience.
Let me ask you this. As you're doing these things too, and I think this is important, and we guests don't realize it, right? You go to a place and it's just things are set, like, and they don't realize the amount of work that goes in beforehand. Did you know, like, before, as a musical theater fan, did you know before doing this internship and this work, the amount of stuff that goes on behind the scenes at a theater before the doors opened? Were you like, how much did you know of that? Or is that been eye opening and a learning experience?
Yeah, for sure. I didn't know a ton. I mean, obviously I know that people have to set up beforehand, but not the immense amount of people and the meetings that go on before with the ushers even, and the food and beverage behind the scenes and whatnot. And honestly, I didn't even think a role in the hospital, because like you said earlier, hospitality, you usually don't think theater. And I never really thought that was an option for me. And then here we are now, and just seeing every single piece come together is so cool, because there's so many people to make one thing possible. And there's so many different departments. I mean, I'm working in the donor's lounge, but that's just one thing of so many different aspects of the theater. I mean, you have the people on stage, the background, the lights, like I said, the like the food and beverage and such, and just everybody, all the departments.
Yeah, there's in any event, there's so much stuff that people just never see.
You're listening to Eye on the Experience Industry.
What have you taken away so far? Like, as you think, when you go to other places now, are you looking for stuff like that as your guest said, whether it's a play or some type of show, are you looking around to see who's doing this, who's doing what?
Oh yeah, for sure. I feel like once you start working someplace, you kind of start taking notice of things more, say like, oh, they do this, and just all the different aspects of it. Because when I knew about the donor lounge, or spotlight lounge as they like to call it, I had only really known from any of the theaters in Chicago, they do their own little swing on it. And I think Shays does it very different, where you get to see everything above. I feel like normally they want to hide you, but it's so nice where you get to just see all the people coming in. Everyone comes up, they go, oh, what's that? And there's, you just pay attention to every little detail when you enter a theater now, and you just wonder what everyone's doing. And now you actually know what everyone's doing.
And one other question I have kind of about the learning piece of it is, you have classes here that might not talk about theater, but talk about hospitality and serving customers and that type of thing. And you see that stuff in the classroom, but then you see it applied in a real work setting. Does that learning in the classroom now come to light with another light bulb that goes off in your head that kind of like, oh, right, that's what the professor was talking about, or this is the, or you can even take the stuff from Shays back to the classroom and talk about it.
Oh, absolutely. You can, you get those aha moments. You're like, oh, that piece comes together, and then you see it actually happen at the theater. And I think it's really cool then to take those experiences and then explain it in the classroom and talk about them. So not just you know about it, your classmates know about it, your professors know about it, everybody knows about it, which after a show week, I like to come in and tell everyone, and be like, yeah, this was a show, this is what we did, this was what was happening, or if there was anything interesting. Like the other day, the show started a little late because there was some technical stuff, but Allie knew that because somebody had an earpiece and was being able to tell me, and just those little things going on behind the scenes, then you're able to share with other people, and those experiences that you make. Even you see a kid dressed up for the musical and you just make their day by commenting on it, or, oh, hurry, you have to get backstage and be ready for the show. And it's just those little experiences and making the people happy that you can't find necessarily in the classroom. You talk about it, but you can't find it
until you do it.
Mm-hmm, yeah, exactly.
And that's the experience industry. We call this the eye on the experience industry, and that's the reason. And the other night I was down watching you work, and you were quick to jump. There's the big sign with the musical. This one was A Beautiful Noise, the Neil Diamond show, and people were trying to get their picture taken by the sign, and you were quick to jump down there. Is that, and that's kind of the experience thing you're thinking, I'm working here, I can enhance their experience, I'll go take their picture. And that, you know, that type of thing. And then you're looking for those moments to help with people, because the experiences are all about moments and how important that is. Talk about, you know, being willing and able to do that type of work.
Absolutely. You have to really be able to get ready to jump in for anything. You don't know what's going to happen. And really anything. You never know what's going to happen. When the first time I remember I saw it, it was my first show. And because I'm up at the podium, I'm in my post, and I see something, and I kind of whispered over to one of the other people that I work with, and I was like, is it okay if I go take their picture? They're like, of course, you work here now, do whatever you want. Right. And it was just kind of cool, like, to have that responsibility.
Sure, right.
And be able to just go jump in, and you can just see how happy it makes people that you notice that. Because you can see them being shy and timid to ask for a picture, and if you're ready to go, they're like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I even saw a group that was getting ready to walk up the stairs, but I saw they didn't get a chance to get their picture. And I asked them, I go, would you like your picture taken? Two of them were like, oh no, it's okay, kind of feeling shy about it. And the other two were like, why not? Let's take it. And you could just see how happy they were. And it's really going to be a lasting experience that they have. And they're going to have that picture to commemorate it. And just anything else, because we have to pick up the coffee beforehand and stuff. And just seeing if anyone else needs help or what you can do, when everyone just wants you to learn and have a good experience. And again, it's just those little things that make everything extra special. Or even the lounge, talking to someone, say, I like your socks. I did that the other day, and this lady absolutely loved it, and it seemed like it made her night that I commented on it. Because my mom has always told me, if you see something, say something. And as a kid, I was a little scared, but I'm glad that I know that, because I've definitely applied that to people. Be like, oh, I like your jacket, or just little things, and it means a lot.
Sure, it does.
People.
Absolutely, yeah, it does. It can change an experience.
Experience. Absolutely.
And lastly, the last thing I'm going to ask you is, working at Shays, you're interacting with certainly their advancement team, their fundraising team, and other people in the organization. Talk about the contacts, the network, if you've been able to build just through this experience alone, not even talking about the other experience you've had in Niagara, and how you think that can help you in your career moving forward.
Absolutely. And coming from Chicago, a bigger city, and now in Buffalo, a smaller kind of city, I've really gotten to see that everybody knows everybody,
right?
Like all the connections and whatnot. It's been nice to get to know some of the donors. They'll ask you what's your name. They'll ask about Niagara and everything. And it just makes you so happy to see that they're so interested about your life. And you start to form those connections. And you re-see them in shows every week. And you say, hi, how are you doing? And greet them as they come. And even the department as well, starting to gather those connections. I know we might be possibly going back in the fall, and that's due to those connections and how we've been doing between Niagara and the staff and the donors, how big of an impact that we made. I also now have started forming a relationship with Brian Higgins, who runs Shays pretty much. And that's just really cool. Just someone like that who has done so much to be able to shake his hand, have a full on conversation with him and hearing that he has nice things to say. And obviously he has connections and all these people, if you ever need anything or want a connection, you just reach out. It's just all about being yourself and being a good person and doing your work and going above and beyond. And they're going to be there to help you if you want help. And it's just so many different connections.
Yeah, that's great. You know, Brian is a great connection to have, you know, former congressman and certainly well-connected throughout Western New York. Bailey, this has been great. Congratulations on your work with Shays Performing Arts Center as part of the Spotlight Lounge and the students who are working there. It's good to have you, especially here on Eye in the Experience Industry.
Thank you so much for having me.